children. Today we have a story from the spiritual world, something that the Lord gave Swedenborg to see. Hear the word of the Lord in Conjugal Love, number 293. I once looked out my window toward the east and saw seven women sitting next to a rose garden by a spring drinking water. I strained my eyes intently to see what they were doing, and the intensity of my gaze caught their attention. With a motion of the head, one of them therefore invited me over. Accordingly, I left the house and hurried in their direction. And when I arrived, I politely asked them where they were from. They then said, "We are wives. We are talking here about the delights of conjugal love, or love in marriage. And we have concluded from a good deal of evidence that these delights are also delights of wisdom." This answer so delighted my heart, I seemed to be more interiorly in the spirit, to have on that account a more enlightened perception than ever before. So I said to them, "Please let me ask you some questions about those pleasant delights." And they nodded their assent. So then they had a conversation about marriage and how happy it is and why it is. After that, there appeared in the distance what looked like a dove in flight with a leaf from a tree in its mouth. But as it drew near, instead of a dove, we saw a little boy with a piece of paper in his hand. Coming over to us then, he held it out to me and said, "Read this in the presence of these virgins of the spring." So I read the following: "Tell the inhabitants of the earth among whom you live that there is such a thing as love truly conjugal, which has myriads of delights, scarcely any of which are yet known to the world. But they will know them when the church betroths herself to her Lord and marries him." Then I asked the wives, "Why did the boy call you virgins of the spring?" "We are called virgins when we sit by this spring," they replied, "because we are forms of affection for the truths of our husband's wisdom. And an affection for truth in form is termed a virgin. The spring likewise symbolizes the truth of wisdom, and the rose garden we are sitting next to its delights." One of the seven wives then wove a garland of roses, and sprinkling it with water from the spring, she placed it over the cap the boy had on, fitting it around his little head and saying, "Receive the delights of intelligence. Your cap, you see, symbolizes intelligence, and the garland from this rose garden means its delights." Thus adorned, the boy then departed, and in the distance, he looked once more like a dove in flight, but this time with a little crown on its head. Amen. I have some pictures of this story. I'm not sure whether you can see them very well, but here's a picture of a dove with a leaf in its mouth, and how when the dove came closer, they didn't see a dove, but they saw a little boy with a paper in his hand. And he asked Swedenborg to please read this paper. And it says, "Tell the people on the earth that there is a love truly conjugal." In other words, a true love in marriage. People will learn about this love, this happy love, when they love the Lord. And then it says that one of the wives made a garland of roses. What did she do with the garland? She put it on the little boy's hat, on top of his head. And then the boy went away, and as he went away, they saw the boy look like a dove again, but now with a crown of roses on the boy's head, on the dove's head. So that's the story that the Lord tells us in this part of the writings. And what does it mean? Do you remember another story in the Word where there was a dove with a leaf in its mouth? Yes? Right, Noah's Ark. And the Lord tells us that what is meant in the spiritual meaning of that story is that the dove represents thoughts of truth, because thoughts are like birds, because thoughts fly in and out of our minds all the time, just like birds fly in and out of the trees. And the leaf in the dove's mouth represents a truth, because leaves are made to catch the sun. The light of the sun represents truth also. And what did the little boy bring? He brought a paper with a wonderful truth. And the wonderful truth is that marriage can be very, very happy. And the paper also said, people don't know about that today. People don't realize that marriage can be so happy. But they will know it when the church loves the Lord. When the church betroths herself and marries the Lord, then they'll learn how happy marriage can be. Then who is the church? The church is people, right? We can be part of the Lord's church. And how do we betroth ourselves or promise ourselves to the Lord and marry him? Well, the Lord said, he who has my commandments and does them, he it is who loves me. If you love me, keep my commandments. So that's how we do it. We learn what the Lord teaches us in his word, and we do it. That's how we love the Lord. And it says in the story, remember what the wife made for the little boy? She made a crown of roses and put it on his hat. And she said, the hat stands for intelligence and wisdom. And the flowers stand for the delights or the happiness of wisdom. Wisdom means knowing what the Lord says and doing it. Just like we talked about before. Wisdom means not just rushing off to do whatever you feel like as soon as you feel like doing it, but stopping to think, now wait, what does the Lord want me to do? What would be the best thing to do? It means being patient and trusting that the Lord is going to give you a happy marriage if you wait and do things the way he teaches you. It means sharing things with other people. It means doing useful things for other people. That's what wisdom is. And the flowers represent how happy that kind of a life can be. So the Lord is telling us that we all can have a very happy marriage. We just need to ask the Lord for it every day. Keep on asking him, because that reminds us we want to live the kind of life the Lord teaches us so that he can give us a true marriage. So that's what we should do, is ask the Lord every day, read his word, find out what we're meant to do, and practice it. Practice loving our neighbors. Practice being useful, thinking about other people, not just what we feel like doing right now. In that way, the Lord will guide us into a true, lasting, and happy marriage. Amen.